The Hive on Kaya 959.
Welcome to The Hive with me, Bonolo Beasting, on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air, and right next to me is the mama of the soil, Ubuhle Bendalo. Njani Sisi.
My darling, how are you? How are you when I'm ready?
I knew that from the onset it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I just had to enter with that.
Ravi.
My queen.
I'm okay, man. Happy Women's Month.
Yeah, happy Women's Month. We'll say that.
You know, I like your response because my next question to you is, being a woman in the music industry is not child's play.
Yeah.
Right? You are the only female in the soil.
Yes.
Right? And from what I've seen on social media, you've been advocating and doing a lot of talks about women in the industry.
Yeah.
What challenges have you experienced?
Oof. Not being seen.
Mm.
Yeah, just being invisible. And I mean, when you're invisible, it's hard to do anything, you know, because no matter how many times you wave, because, hello, I'm here. Can you see me? That has been my biggest challenge, being invisible to society, meaning the industry itself, that always puts men first, that will always come, even when we talk about like simple things, so would you like mic stands? Or they will go to the guy and say, hey, would you like mic? Like, they will pass me and ask the guy, hey, so do you work with mic? Like, from as simple as that.
Mm.
So I think one of my biggest challenges in the industry and in society in general is not being able to be seen until you actually say something. And I realized, Uguti, it's important to stay saying something, like to keep saying something, even when you are not given the opportunity to say something, just say something. So in that way, that is how you get to make your mark in society. Yeah,
I think for me what makes me angry is because I see you as similar to Thando Samuzwayo.
Yeah,
similar.
I get that a lot.
Umambu Simson.
Sure.
You understand?
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons also why I stalked you. And I said, I have to bring Usisibuhle Bendalo into studio today.
Oh,
because
my gosh.
There's a young girl out there who's looking at you and is like, oh, I can actually be myself and succeed?
Yeah, actually. But it takes a while. It takes a while because you get into a space where you don't know what is expected of you. I mean, I was introduced to the music industry at the age of 22. I was a new mom and a gassy girl who doesn't even care how she looks. You know, like, kishap, I'm comfortable with my dirty old stars and my unwashed dreadlocks. I'm fine, you know.
Mm.
But there's a certain standard that you need to get into in order for you to be recognized. You know, I remember going through things like, I have to change the way I look. This is one of one. Yay, guys! Yes,
they wanted you to change how you look.
One of them even wanted me to lose weight. I remember I worked with a lady. She was making my clothes, and she was like, "Oh yeah, no, it's not gonna work. Hey, I think you might need to lose a bit of weight." And I looked at her, I was like, see.
Like, what are you hitting people? You must...
Like, really, you're going to tell me that? I think that's when I decided to start my clothing range called Kliwashe. To say, there are a lot of girls like me who enter into a store or and see something. Yes, it fits me, but I'm trying it. Or yes, kairata, but I'm not size. And then when you get home, you are altarisha. I got tired of that. Like, you buy this two-piece, but you want the bottoms, you don't want the top.
Because it's you know? A problem.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I realized, Guti, there's also a gap there where girls like me who want to wear their skirts with amateki.
Yeah.
And who want to look good, you know, and that's where that's another space that I try to occupy to say, girl, you can be as big as you want to be. there is a brand for you,
yeah,
that can create clothing for you. Yeah, well, yeah.
I think one of the things also that makes you quite more relatable is your relationship with your partner on TikTok. La 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 la. This will be me 4 a.m. in the morning. Killing myself with laughter, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are so real. Like, you're not pretending, say, you know, we are living.
Yeah, no, God, no, no. It's too real. Much. Number one is Vatala.
Yeah.
Right? So, and TikTok is a lot for us. Like, just like Bonang said, it's a lot. And if you are just past your 30s, like after 30 mark, hasn't a little shalogon za yonke lonto, pause and play, and then you'll soon make up. No. Number one, Smadala. Number two, we're friends. We've been friends for over 12 years.
Wow.
And we only started Mujolo 3 years ago.
Yeah.
When we decided to ride Mara sing, I chat to the next level. The friendship later. Yeah, but so and we love people, and we our lives are very interesting, and we want to share that. And Upi and I are very creative, and we want to express our creativity throughout. And someone I would say, and we just wanted somewhere we can just be ourselves and just not be serious about anything, because we're always working on the socials. That's our job. And now we wanted where we can just relax and be the kids and the friends that we are. Yeah.
Now, Gogo, African spirituality.
Uh-huh.
You are one who is not apologetic.
Yeah.
Bona, uche some paper during an event to fell and JV.
Kaika paka, I go santo. Ninka panin, kidnayo.
Yes.
Ha, if I were to come, pepus kata shongya. Akir.
Now, a lot of people have been complaining about how African spirituality has been glamorized.
Yes, yes. I'm also complaining.
What's the problem?
I think it's the miseducation that comes with the access of social media. It's not like abantu abadala bakaze bazigqatha ngoba Africa babo bagcoka amahiya wabo namabhayi wabo, even their beads and whatever. But it was not as exposed as it is now. And I think it's beautiful that we are... everything is evolving, but for me, it's the sacredness that comes with isintu sethu. You know, isintu nesintu si different. Kunesintu and then kunesintu sobungoma, right? And I feel like as much as we want to educate, as much as we want to make people understand what we're about as African people and concerning African spirituality, I feel like the ways that we choose to do those things is bastardizing. I love that word. It's bastardizing. It's bastardizing the culture and bastardizing the practice itself, you know. So it's not glamorized. It was always glamorized. We're always glamorous.
Yeah.
And as far as we feel, but now, what are you attracting and what are you doing it for? And now, I feel like a lot of people saw a gap in the space of healing in our nation, because we're a nation that is in dire need of healing.
Yeah.
And it's bonile guti, there's a gap. And now we are taking advantage of... I'm saying we because now I fall under those... I call them Instagomas. You know,
yeah.
I'm saying we because... When people see us, they just put us in one box, you know. And I feel like it's okay to want to spread the message of healing and want to spread and want to educate, but what channels are you using, and how much dignity are you still putting into the practice? For me, it's the dignity that is wasted, and the dignity that It's gone. Yeah, siriti sa bathu ba bantu ba go practicing ya bungoma. It's gone. Cause now we're just making it a thing, guti. one size fits all, let's all do it.
Yeah,
gumnandi. And it's sad. I saw somewhere they were doing a, they call it a pop-up cleansing. Pop-up. It was a pop-up cleansing where this gogo took a few patients that she got online to a cleansing ceremony. So it was like a one big cleansing ceremony for everyone. Like, amapati namapati ahlukile. Siwageza in that one river or one dam or whatever they used. Which for me is misleading the people. Because in every consultation, there must be some sort of education that you are sharing with your patient or your client, rather.
Mm.
So that as well, okay, should I encounter something of this nature, these are the steps I need to take. And not just look to make money, because that's the thing now. We are all hungry, and unfortunately, we are using abantu abadala as an opportunity to make a quick buck.
Mm, tokoza gogo.
Tamam.
You recently had Women in Conversation.
Yes.
How was that?
So, in February, it was my birthday, and then, as you know, Bees on the Couch, my partner and I have been doing, have been creating safe spaces for queer people, and, in partnership with Liano Restaurants, we have conversations every first Wednesday of the month, where we talk about queer-related things and everything above that.
Mm.
We're all about art, we're all about creativity, and we're all about being gay. Yeah, but so this was birthed from the very same reason. Uguti, we are artists and we are in need of a space where we can just breathe.
Mm.
And I remember February this year, I told B in January, like, B, you know, this birthday, I want to celebrate it like, it must be like a bash.
Yes.
Of music.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And I want to do it in Soweto, like to give it that thing, because I am from Soweto, you know.
Mm.
And then we started conceptualizing, because B and I, we just sit and just share ideas, and then we take that risk.
Yeah.
So we took a risk and started sessions called a jam session with Buhle Bendalo and friends. We had our first leg at Native Rebels in Soweto, where we featured Usjava, Langa Mavuso, Mexoba, and
Yo!
Morena the Squire.
Yo!
It was a bash. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. So it came to me as something that I wanted to just last as my birthday.
Yeah.
But now it started feeling like a movement.
Mm.
And a lot of friends that I have in the industry and a lot of kids that I know that need that space started coming out to say, when is the next one?
Wow. Yabo?
And then that's where we started making it a movement.
Yeah.
So a jam session with Buhle Bendalo and friends inspired those conversations online, where I speak to women. It's Women's Month, and I speak about women issues. I mean, I'm inspired by women. Guys, yo.
How
so go? Pun intended. Pun. Get it?
Yes.
That's the pun right there. Yeah. And then it's important for us to share spaces as women, you know.
Mm.
So I created that conversation where I talk about how we are planning to celebrate each other going forward.
Mm.
You know, being birthed by these gem sessions. So how are we carrying it forward as someone who's been in the industry for over a decade? What space am I creating for the generations that are coming behind me? So this is just it.
Pella, you sang in front of the Queen of England.
The first movement ever. Pella, the Queen, Akirudula, so forever. And then I utter the soil R.
Yes!
A smile. Eh? Kausweta!
You made the Royal Highness smile.
Nakana Pella, Queen Elizabeth. Maragana Dabu, Queen Elizabeth, oh, man. Niti Jemina, it's such a privilege to be able to stand there and be the pioneer of such spaces. And I'm grateful to Bees on the Couch and Soul Sister Project and Sampra, because they funded this one that we're doing in Pretoria on Sunday. You know, they've cultivated and they've motivated us to say we can do more, you know, and that's what we're doing. And I feel like life is too short to just sit around with the gift, the music, the art that is here, and you can't just express it. So this, I'm saying this because if you know that you are in Limpopo somewhere and you feel like this is for you, hit me up on the DMs. Let's do it. Let's bring it to Limpopo. Let's bring it to Peter Maritzburg. Let's do it.
Talking about Sunday, the 28th of August. Like, come on now. State Theatre, darling. What's happening?
So, when I get it's curated in the last Mangaliso because we were very intentional with the guest artists. I have Uthio Songstress. Uthio and I have a beautiful history. Uthio is the one that stood in for me when I went epiphane, with the soil.
Yeah.
And I've been working with Uthio since I started my solo career. She's been doing my BB. She's amazing. That girl is amazing. Theo is just out of this world, and she's growing nicely in the industry. She just recorded her EP as well. I'm pressuring her. She just recorded an EP, and we want this EP to be released this year. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm featuring Uthio. Ukonaye is also a sister to me, and I met her during the shows we used to do with the soil back in the day. You know, we used to call them campus tours, where we visited different campuses in South Africa. That's where we met Ukonaye. And Ukonaye also did a few of my BVs when I started as well. And then there is Unoma Krestu. Unoma Krestu Kaga Tukaga. I love her surname. Unoma Krestu Kaga Tukaga. She's also from Cape Town.
Yeah.
Unoma Krestu was one of the contestants that were trying out when Theo got the place.
Oh, okay.
Unoma Krestu was one of the, I think, top 10 ladies that were there, because it was a whole competition.
Mm.
And then I have Uzimbini Makwedu. I just recently met Uzimbini Makwedu. Mina ngisade yo ukuslida at the emin. If I die, I die. If I die, I'm still pretty. Can't take it away. I slide in a DM. Can't lose anything. I've seen worse things in my life.
Yes.
One was a decline in a DM. So I slid in Zimini's DM. I want to say 5 months ago, if I'm not mistaken, because I was just recently introduced to her music, and her music is haunting. Yo. I couldn't just sit with that without me telling her how her music is changing my view on music, you know, because we grow and we learn, you know. I got it on lockdown, you know. Gasapa DM Gario, my sister, you see now, I'm going to pray and I'm going to partner very hard for a day where you and I do something in studio. I love your music and I'm just going to send this thing here and keep it here. Kitauka Gawen. Ah, next day, she was very happy.
Yes.
You never know. That person you're DMing, they're actually waiting for you, you know? A week or two later, we did a song together called Ada. It's a beautiful story of rebellion within the spiritual realm. You can go check it out, H-A-T-A by Zimbini and Buhlebendalo. And Zimbini invited me because she did this big thing at the Artscape in Cape Town.
Yeah.
She invited me. That's when we performed the song for the first time. And this is just me saying, you scratched my back, I scratched yours. So come to my show, because I came to yours. Let's do it again. So that is how I'm doing it. It's gonna be beautiful, guys. You just have to be there. Like I get to watch Hataka show because it just has its own life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, lastly, where can people get the tickets? Please, because
we are at WebTicket. The link is on my bio on Instagram. I'm not on Twitter because who have got Twitter? I'm not that girl. I can't. So if you need to get information about the shows, you can go to pages Buhlebendalomda on Instagram, Bees on the Couch on Instagram, Buhlemda on Facebook, Buhlebendalomda on Facebook as well.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Gogo, you know, before we end off, one of the things that I've gathered from this conversation that we're having, you're one of those women that when you move forward, you're taking other women with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, very few do that in the industry.
Yeah.
Very few. I want to thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
And continuing to being who you are, you know. Before I even got to Kaya, I was a fan. I got a national groupie.
I'm glad you came to Kaya because I'm also a fan of yours.
You know,
thank you, Kaya, for hiring this thing. Like,
oh, thank you, buddy. But like,
yeah,
please continue and all the best on the 28th. And that track that you were talking about earlier on.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, say corner, say everywhere, hey.
Okay.
I think we just need to send those things that they send and talk to the right people.
It's done.
So that it plays. It plays. Done. It's called that, and my album is still called Trossi. You can find it on the digital platforms. And State Theatre, Malombo Theatre on the 28th of August 2022. Tickets at WebTicket. Guys, so one in a corner. Thank you so much.
And there you have it. This is how we end off Women's Month, by having the queen of all queens, Buhlebendalo, right here on The Hive, on Kaya 959, on the street and on the air.
On the street, on the air, with Bonolo Beasting.